Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no everyone. Brother Bulla here once again with a cough still yet, a little raspy on the voice, but we're going to work through this and be healed in the name of Jesus. Still here sharing the good news with you. Want to welcome all my brothers and sisters that are tuning in tonight, all of you that are incarcerated behind the walls, and all of those of you that are on the other side of the wall. You might still be incarcerated by the sin that you have holding you in bondage, but I want to give a shout out, special shout out tonight to Module 11, OCCC, Brother Dave over there, holding your Bible studies. I'm going to try and get in there on Saturday to see you guys. Haven't been in Module 11 in a long time. God's grace and blessings to you always. Also to our other boys in OCCC and Module 20, Module 18, and Annex 1, and the woman in Modules 3 and 4. Bless you guys. Keep in the word. Keep the faith. To our Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava, keep the good work up, my brothers. To our boys up in Waiava, Module 10 Cashbox Program. Sorry we didn't make it last night. Had a challenge with our schedule, but we'll be back soon. To our faithfuls in FDC, we'll be there on Sunday. Same time, same station, same place. Looking forward to seeing all your smiling faces. And here is a big announcement. Next week, Thursday, on Thursday evenings, Free Inside Ministry is going to be in the women's facility up at Mount O'Willie Chapel. They will be alternating the housing units coming in. I'm not sure who we get next week. But for all you women who we've ministered to before and loved and prayed and worshiped the Lord together at OCCC from years ago, the doors have finally been open. Hallelujah. Audrey and gang, we're coming. Get ready. We're going to have a Holy Ghost party. And for those of you who are tuning in, thank you. Just want to remind you that Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God in words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and very soon, next week, in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers that are in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there shortly. Mahalo to everyone who has tuned in this evening, no matter where you may be. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. You can find all of our programs and download them for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry, and we have an email address, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, send me a hello, or just let me know if the program has touched you or any of your loved ones, be they incarcerated or be they outside. But has this program touched your life? Has it made a positive change in your life? Let me know, so I know that the Lord's work continues to be done. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." It goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Hallelujah. Today's message today that the Lord put upon my heart is really an interesting one, titled "The Blessing of Brokenness." That's almost like an oxymoron, the blessing of brokenness. How can there be a blessing if I'm broken? There's a lot of blessings when you're broken. See, hope can keep you going when you don't know how to go anymore. The one thing that Jesus Christ brings to all of us when he is in control of our lives is hope. Some of you might feel today that you're in a hopeless situation. Some of you might feel like there is no hope for you at all. You're in a dead end. You're in a roadblock. There's nothing more you can do. Well, this message is for you. Really, Bula, what good can come out of being broken? That doesn't make sense. Well, let me explain it this way. Anybody here, anybody have a broken arm or a broken leg? Now imagine what happens with that. We go to the doctor and we get our x-ray. After the x-ray, what does the doctor say? I'm sorry, it's broken. Okay, thank you, doctor. But now what they have to do is they have to immobilize that broken bone. They have to put a cast or a splint, normally a cast, around that area to immobilize it so that the bone can mend back together, so that it can regroup, so that it can rebuild itself. And when you're in the cast and immobilized, you can't really do much. You can't move it around. It's pretty much frozen so that the bone can mend, so that the bone can heal, so that the bone can put back together the way that it needs to be. So now after a few weeks, maybe even a few months, depending on the severity of the break, the doctors remove the cast. Now when they do that, all of a sudden you think that, oh, I can move my arm around, I can move my leg around, it's going to be like, no, it's still frozen. But then you have to do a thing called physical therapy. So physical therapy is where they stretch it, where they bend it, where they get the movement back to what it was originally before it was injured or hurt. A very painful process, a very exhausting process, something that you wouldn't want to go through on a normal basis or a daily or regular basis. You wouldn't want it to be part of your normal routine. But for those of you that have had a broken arm or leg, or if you read about it in sports magazines or modern health magazines, what's ironic is the limb that was broken but is now healed is actually stronger than the opposite limb. For example, if you broke your right elbow, it becomes stronger than your left elbow once it's healed after being broken. Well, what does that mean, Bula? Well, I'll get back to that later. We're going to be talking about Jacob. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said unto him, I will not let you go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? He said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And he blessed him there. That's in Genesis 32, verses 24 to 29. But in the NASB version, then Jacob was left alone with a man, wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw they had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there. At the time of this story, Jacob was a fugitive and had been running. He had been in the school of hard knocks for over 20 years. He believed in God, but he was out of fellowship with him. I wonder how many of us are like that. School of hard knocks, running. Some of us might be a fugitive, that's why we got caught. But things just weren't going right. Things weren't going well. Things weren't going according to plan. The school of hard knocks means you're going to get knocked down. You get up, you get knocked down. You get up, you get knocked down. That's what I call it, hard knocks. You know, it's not because someone's knocking at your door saying hello. It's a school of hard knocks. You're losing by your experiences. And so what happened is God did not love Jacob for what he was, but for what he could make out of him. We've talked about that before. That's the upside. See, God sees the potential in all of us. As a college coach sees in a college recruit, he sees the potential. He sees the upside. I wanted to share 4 points today that I feel you just might see the connection I'm trying to make. The first point is to be alone with God, you will hear God. God finally had Jacob where he wanted him, alone. And it took him a while because Jacob didn't want to be alone. You know, when people are running from God, they don't want to be alone. They don't want to face themselves. They don't want to face reality. And by all means, they sure enough don't want to face God. But verse 24 tells us that finally, Jacob was alone and he had a confrontation with God. I believe with all my heart that Jacob was wrestling with the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. He was face to face with Jesus and they were in a wrestling match. Now, let's get a good understanding of this. Jacob wasn't wrestling with the Lord. It was the Lord wrestling with Jacob. Does anyone listening tonight think for a second that Jacob could defeat the Lord? No way. Is there any way that you can beat the Lord? No way. The Lord started and it could have been over very, very, very quickly. But the Lord wanted Jacob to prevail. He didn't want to overcome him. The Lord was trying to do something with this man whom he loved so much. It's just like when you're wrestling, huh, with your boys, small kids. It's when you're wrestling with your kids and your kids are real young. All they want to do is beat daddy. All they want to do is pin you in half a second. All they want to do is to be on top of you. But you know what? You know that's not going to happen. In the flick of a wrist, you could defeat them. In the flick of a wrist, you could crush them. In a flick of a wrist, you could be victorious. But you let them win. And they get so excited. They get so happy. Remember those times that smile? It's just like when you're running a foot race, 40-yard dash, right? And you know you can smoke your son. But the last 10 yards, you take your foot off the gas and he passes you. Remember his face? Remember the look in his eyes? He beat his dad. You're ahead of him all the way right before the finish line and you slow down. He streaks by. He's a winner because you let him win. That is grace as we know it. Good times. Great times with your kids. Thank you, Jesus. So, the first point, if you're alone with God, you will hear God. Actually, Bula, if you're alone with anybody, you're going to hear them. You're absolutely right. Remember when you're courting your wife? Or do you remember when your husband or boyfriend was taking you out? It was a nice romantic dinner, just the two of you, and all you could hear was his voice or her voice. You know, probably went to High's Steakhouse. Maybe you even went to Ruth Chris in a nice booth. Or maybe it was a nice Chinese restaurant in the back of the room. Or could even be an L&L. It's not the place. It's the ambiance. It's the perception. And all you could hear was your loved one's voice. When you're alone with God, you're going to hear his voice because there's nothing else. The second point is God's going to break you. You see, they had wrestled all night. And finally, when they touched the thigh of Jacob, that crippled him. Now, you know, if you're wrestling all night, when a wrestler's legs are tired, when he loses his legs, he can't do anything. Because that's the strongest muscle for a wrestler. Jacob was crippled. His final weapon was gone. He had nothing to use, any leverage. His plans, his strength had all failed. He couldn't even run. He couldn't go anywhere. But God had brought him to the place of utter, absolute, complete brokenness and dependence to where all he had was his God. What is your strength? What is your biggest muscle? Is it your cash? Was it your home? Was your biggest muscle your hustle? What was it? Because if you're incarcerated, the Lord took all of that away. The Lord took you out of your comfort zone. The Lord took you out of a place of comfort and put you in a place of isolation. God is going to break you. Period. Not semicolon, not comma. God is going to break you. You have two choices in this life. One, surrender everything to the Lord and allow him to use you for his kingdom. Or two, refuse to surrender and the Lord will break you. The only difference is it'll take longer. It'll hurt longer. The blessings will take longer. But make no mistake about it. Whether you allow the Lord to break you or you deny the Lord to break you, he's going to break you. You can fight it all you want, but the Lord is going to break you because he loves you. You ever hear the term, you're breaking my heart? We break the Lord's heart every day. Huh, imagine that. So if I submit everything to the Lord, I get blessed. And then if I try and fight the Lord, eventually I'll get blessed, but I got to go through a lot of heartache, trials, and tribulations. Oh, that's kind of a no-brainer if you ask me. But what do I know? The third point is to be blessed by God. The angel said to the crippled man, "Let me go." Ironically, the word Jacob means that which grabs, that which holds. Jacob was still grabbing. But this time, for the first time in his life, he got a hold of the Lord. He said, "Oh God, I need you. Oh God, I will not let you go except only if you bless me." God had been waiting to hear those words for so long, and at that moment, something wonderful took place. The angel asked Jacob for his name. God knew it, but he wanted Jacob to confess his name, which further meant liar, cheater, crook, fraud, schemer, and deceiver. Then God gave him a new name, Israel, which means a prince of God. He became a prince with God because he finally came to the end of himself. You see, God wanted to bless Jacob, not hurt him. God crippled him so that he might crown him. God broke him so that he might bless him. Do you know why so many of us are not really truly blessed at this point, at this stage of our life? Because we haven't really been broken. You see, we throw broken things away, but God never uses anything until he can first break it. You'll never show me anybody who has been or will be used mightily by God who has not been broken. There's no blessedness without brokenness. It's with the brokenness comes the blessedness. The fourth point is we have to learn how to lean on God. See, the rest of Jacob's life, he had to use a crutch because of his injury. And this just wasn't something that could be fixed and put back. He had to have his staff to lean on. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:21, "By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff." We need to learn how to lean on God, how to trust in God, how to believe in God, how to hold on to God, to listen to God, to wait for God, to obey the word of God. God isn't someone or something only when you're in trouble. God is for every day and all day. Being a Christian and not praying is like being alive and not breathing. It's impossible to exist. Here he was, 147 years old, and still leaning on the Lord. But he had learned finally how to lean. Jacob realized he was stronger leaning on the Lord than he was standing on his own two feet. He worshipped leaning, and that's the only way you'll ever worship, when we lean on God. We have to lean on God. We have to be close with God every step of the way, every step, every day. A lot of people ask me, how can they get blessed? Anyone here need a blessing? Anyone here want a change in their life? Anyone here sick and tired of being sick and tired? I'll close with this and then we'll have some music and I'm going to call it a night because I'm fading fast. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and they say all kinds of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. My beloved, I'm going to sign off and we're going to have some music. I just want to say bless each and every one of you. The Lord loves you. Just remember, you're going to get broken. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Submit to the Lord. Let him bless you in abundance. It's so easy. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. My beloved, until tomorrow night, bless you. Get some rest. Go to bed tonight thinking of the love of the Lord and how blessed you are and how far he's brought you. But dream of how far he can take you. Ahuiho, God bless you. I'm going to sign off and try and get better.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall, just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has shame. Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today's the day. Yeah, today's the day.
Listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.